Harry Styles and Adore You on Vibe Breakfast. Miles and Tamsin here through your Friday morning. Now, we're excited because 17th to the 25th of Jan, a very cool musical is coming to the Pump House Theatre. I like this song.
The music is brilliant.
So joining us now is the star of the show, is Tom, who's playing the plant.
How's it going?
Right, I'm going to be honest, mate. When I found out that we were... So I've not seen Little Shop of Horrors. Mm. When our bosses said, we've got an interview coming up with the team from Little Shop of Horrors at the Pump House. And I said, oh, cool. We're like, who is it? Is it a cast member? They're like, yeah. I was like, great, what are they playing? And they went, the plant. And I was just like, a bit odd. But I can empathise, because when I was a kid, I once had to stand at the back of an entire school play holding up the cardboard clock. And I felt like the plant was like sat in the part of the setting. But no, it's the main...
The plant is not that part.
The plant is the main character. Tell us a bit more about Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors. It's a fabulous musical, and it's essentially about a young poor boy called Seymour Krelborn, who... spends his entire life working at a menial flower shop.
Right.
In love with a girl who he thinks doesn't know he exists.
Aww.
Yeah.
So everything seems down in the dumps for him until he goes shopping one day to a flower shop and he finds a very strange and unusual plant, decides to take it home.
You. So he finds you.
He finds me as a baby, decides to take me home, and everything starts working out for him. And as the show goes on, he realises that the only thing that the plant eats is blood.
Wow.
Human blood.
That's really... Yeah, no wonder it's a Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy. So this isn't your first show at the Pump House, right?
No. I've been there for 14 years now, so this is getting on for 15, 16 shows.
There. That's nice. Cool. Do you enjoy the Pump House? Tell us a bit more about what the Pump House is doing.
I love it. Pump House is a safe haven. It's such a wonderful place. It's a place where you can go to express yourself in any way. They do fabulous musicals every year, and every single year they get better and better. So
yeah, that's great.
Nice. And can you tell us, how can we get tickets to come see you in this?
If you go to our website, it's pumphouse.info and you can buy your tickets through there.
So how do you prepare to play a plant?
You don't just stand there at the back with a cardboard cutter.
Yeah, you're a method actor. Have you been sort of stood in the garden a lot?
Essentially, I stand in the garden and go through my lines. No, do you know what? I don't really know. It's kind of like I turn up and then I try different things and then see which one in my head works.
Yeah.
Put it forward and then whichever one they like the most.
Because, yeah,
go through it that way.
Like, people who I've talked to about that says it's... When the musical is explained, it sounds really odd. And I'm going to be honest, it sounds crazy. It sounds absolutely mad.
It is a bit nuts.
But sort of brilliant at the same time. Do you have any big songs as the plant?
I do. The one that I like to call the showstopper is Feed Me, which is the first song where the plant actually talks.
I was going to say that. Does the plant talk?
Yeah. He's silent until he's completely, you know, really, really hungry, needs blood. And then he finally opens his mouth and just says, "Feed me."
But how did they figure out that the plant wanted blood in the first place?
Well, Seymour cuts his finger when he's tending to the plant, and then the plant opens its mouth when he sees the blood.
Wow!
And starts trying to nibble at his fingers.
Is Seymour not creeped out by this?
He is at first, but then.
He loves it.
He does. He just wants kind of to feed it blood.
like costume wise, as the plant, are you in a pot the whole time? Is it hard to move on and off? Does someone have to carry you on?
Well, I'm off stage.
Right.
I'm the voice of the plant, as it were.
Okay.
So we have someone who's the mechanics, the puppeteer of the plant, and me and him work together to make it look as
That's
real as
brilliant.
Possible.
That is clever.
Yeah, I like this. I really like it. So it's 17th to the 25th of January, Little Shop of Horrors. You're not going to want to miss this. A bloodthirsty plant. It's great. It sounds crazy. Up next, Tom, we want to play a little game with you.
Fair.
We want to introduce you to our Little Shop of Horrors. Okay. We're going to be having a few scary things come into the shop, and we want to tell you exactly... We want you to tell us exactly what is coming into the shop that's quite horrible, really.
Okay.
We've got local music from Raxu on the way with La Bomba. First is Griff with Sound of Your Voice. Miles and Tamsin here on Vibe Breakfast at 11 past 8 on your Friday morning.
Getting home late. La Bomba.
It's the latest from Raxula Bomba on Vibe Breakfast. Miles and Tam's in here through till 9 o'clock. 8:17 at the moment. We're joined by Tom from the Pump House Theatre's Little Shop of Horrors. The plant, the main character.
The main plant.
When you found out you were the main guy, were you just like, the main character, the main anything? Were you just, is that like, when is that like your moment where you're just like, yeah, when you walk into rehearsals, you're just like, yeah, this is my show, guys.
It's very hard to not be like, yes, get in.
I'd be doing one of those weird like dances that you only do when you're by yourself, you know, the celebration dances.
Oh, you would be one of those really annoying in your face, like
very Mr. Bean.
Just go outside to do that.
All right, we want to play a game with you because we have our own little shop of horrors here at Vibe, and we've got some really horrible things coming through the door at the moment. So we're going to play you the effect of what is coming through the door. Tom, you're going to have to tell us what you think has come through the door.
Right.
Are you ready for our first one?
I'm so ready.
Okay, let's get into this. What's come through the door?
Bats.
Oh, he's good. Oh, he's really good. That's one off. The bats have been in. Now, go away, bats. You're scaring me. Okay, into number two.
Darth Vader.
Oh, wow, he is good.
I thought that one was quite
good. Not just a pretty face.
Not just a... Tamsin, stay in the corner, all right? We want him to come back next time he's in a big show. When he's big and he's on the telly, we want the interviews. God, Jesus, keep yourself to yourself.
Mice?
Wow. First time, every time.
Wow, it's kind of putting me to shame because I wasn't sure.
You didn't
some
get
of
any
them.
Of them. You didn't get any of them, Tamsin, before. When I trialled this
game
on Tamsin.
Are you trying
Tamsin,
to publicly shame me?
Oh, I think you're publicly shaming yourself. All right, let's find out what our fourth horror is to come into our little shop. Okay.
I'm going to go with a bear.
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
Nailing it.
You're the first person. Everyone we tried that on didn't get the bear. I mean, it is a bit like...
it's a bit odd.
It's a bit odd, isn't it?
I've heard a lot of noises like that on a night out.
So all right. Okay, we know what he's like now, don't we? Stay away. Last thing to come through into our little shop of horrors today. This is the tough one.
My big brother descending from on high to mingle with the commoners.
This is the tough one.
Oh, don't fall through at the last hurdle.
Oh, no.
You're on 4 out of 5. You've won.
I've won the game. I have no idea.
It's from a very popular film. I'll play you it quickly again. He's not going to have to come through the door again. I can't be bothered.
He's already
Why,
in.
If it isn't my big brother descending from on high to mingle with the commoners.
Lots of kids love this film. Lots of adults, especially around our age, love this film. It's like a nostalgia trip. It's Disney.
My big brother. So I'm a big Disney fan as well, so I'm kind of really annoyed at myself.
Okay, let's just think. If I said to you, if I played this and then
said... Why, if it isn't my big brother descending from on high to mingle with the commoners.
It's the bad guy and it means no worries.
Oh, Scar.
Yeah, Scar from the Lion King. There we go. We'll give you 4.5 out of
it.
Because I've put that on a plate for you. So, Little Shop of Horrors is coming to the Pump House 17th to the 25th of January. Just quickly, because we were talking off air. For people who want to be in a show at the Pump House, you say it's really community spirit. It's great to be involved.
Yeah.
What should they look out for? Are their social media channels? They should look out for auditions?
Yeah, so all the social media platforms are Pump House CYT.
Yeah.
So you follow on Instagram and Twitter. But if you want to sign up, you can go to our website, to the Pump House CYT website, and you can follow links there. You can sign up for the mailing order as well to get lots of emails about when the next intake is, and just keep in contact, really.
Great, and anyone can audition.
Anyone can audition.
Perfect.
Up to 25.
Tom, thank you so much for joining us today. Break a leg.
Thank you, and good luck for next week.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy yourself. All right, let's get back into the music. This is Georgia Smith and Burna Boy. This is Be Honest on Vibe Breakfast. Miles and Tam's in here.
Oh, no.